This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, December 9th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. We each of us have human rights, rights simply because we're human. They're ours regardless of our nationality, sex, national or ethnic origin, color, religion, language, or any other status. Our rights extend from the most fundamental, the right to life, to those that make life worth living, such as food, education, work, health, and liberty. These are all documented in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a document proclaimed by the United Nations on December 10, 1948, after the Second World War. Tomorrow is recognized as International Human Rights Day. The document lists 30 human rights, too many to state here. 75 years ago, it set out for the first time fundamental human rights to be universally protected. The document reinforces every human being's right to freedom and equality, and it encourages us to act in brotherhood. I don't have the time to list the rights as outlined in the document, but since they were written in 1948, many countries, including Canada, have used the principle of the universality of human rights as the cornerstone of their international human rights laws. We in Ontario have a human rights code. It was the first enacted in Canada in 1962. We each have equal opportunity in our land. This comes with duties and obligations as members of our society. We're able to live in freedom without being hindered by discriminatory practices. Our human rights exist. They're written in our law, and yet our society and the world today is filled with human rights abuses. There is war, there is still war, and there is hatred. And global freedom and justice is yet to be achieved. There is work to be done. Eli Wiesel wrote, "Whenever men and women are persecuted because of their race, religion, or political views, that place must, at that moment, become the center of the universe. In our world, our eyes cannot deny what we see, nor our ears what we hear. We may feel we have no power to make our world one that is filled with peace, love, and equality, but we must live in hope." Eleanor Roosevelt pointed us in the right direction when she said, "Where, after all, do universal human rights begin? In small places, close to home." Each of us can contribute to the effort to making human rights something every person has. Together, we are a force of change. And when we stand up for our individual rights, for the rights in our families, our communities, and in our world, we can create change over time. Most of us have seen the tiny drip of a tap fill a huge bucket or barrel. So each time we stand up for right, for good, for equality, we move our world toward international human rights for all, regardless of where we are. We don't need to travel to distant shores to solve problems in our world. We can do it from our own neighborhoods, from our own homes, in fact. We are a human family. We all deserve to experience our inalienable human rights. Today, as usual, the From a Woman's Perspective team is here to share their knowledge and experience with anyone listening who wishes to take charge of their life and live their best life. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Vivian Brown, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Christine the Health Coach. We'll get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau and financial planning and investment advice from Ron Fox and his team at GlidePath. And we'll even chat with our Cupid, Linda Miller, about relationships, and we'll learn about accessibility and more. So please stay with us. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Ron Fox, CEO and co-founder of GlidePath Portfolio Services, joins us to further explain financial planning and investment management. Good morning, Ron, and thank you very much for joining us this morning and for introducing us last Saturday to one of your many partners, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I enjoyed the conversation and enjoyed speaking with both of you. What are we going to talk about today?
Oh, thank you so much again, Marilyn. It's a real pleasure, and it was just great to have Kevin on last week, and we'll get him on again. He's got a ton of wealth of experience and knowledge to share on many different subjects in this diverse field that we're in. So, to answer your question, today we're going to talk about fiduciary responsibility. A lot of people may not be familiar with this term and what it actually means. So I thought I'd take this opportunity to highlight just what this means when you hear it.
Well, please do, because I really don't know what it means. All I know is it has something to do with finances.
Okay, well, it's actually a broader term. You know, the definition of fiduciary is a professional who is legally obligated, in many cases, regulatorily obligated, as we are, as discretionary portfolio managers, to always put client interests first, ahead of theirs. And it's the high-level standard that of accountability that supports the highest level of responsibility that we do have as portfolio managers. Another thing that generally people often don't understand is what's the difference between a discretionary portfolio manager or a portfolio manager and a regular financial advisor or financial planner? Well, portfolio managers have the highest level of investment management experience and education required to be registered in Canada, our provincial securities regulators, to deliver discretionary investment management service to clients. Now, typically, the portfolio managers have served institutional clients like mutual funds or very high net worth, endowments or high net worth families or high net worth investors. And it's really been a case where if you have an account size that's over X millions of dollars, then you get your own dedicated portfolio manager versus a mutual fund portfolio manager who is kind of serving a fund mandate versus a client's specific mandate. So what we've done at GlidePath, and you know, the genesis of our company when we started, is like we need to democratize that service. There is something to be said for offering a service that manages to the client's plans and cash flow schedules, what they need to take out of their accounts by when. It really ties in with retirement income planning well. And the analogy in the institutional investment world is pension funds, They have a set amount that they have to pay out every year to the pension unit holders that the portfolio managers have to be mindful of, and they have to, what's called a technical term here, liability match to those payout obligations. Well, back when we started GlidePath, it was like, this is the same thing that people need at the retail level in the 200K to 2 million space that they're not getting. And, you know, I come from the financial planning world, and I always thought, wouldn't it be nice if the investment manager managed exactly to the cash flow schedules that I've been working with the clients to plan for? And that is when we set out to build GlidePath to serve the needs of, you know, the what's called the mid-market of clients, and often they're people who are either in retirement looking to draw income from their accounts or nearing retirement and want a more bespoke service that looks at each account individually. So you may have an RSP, and sorry for getting technical here, but an RSP account, a spousal RSP account, a LIRA, a DFSA, a non-registered account, this and that.
Whoa, Ron, all those letters and meanings, we'll have to have a dictionary.
I'm so sorry. Yes. You know what? I'll demystify those on another session. How's that?
Okay. Thank you. One at a time.
Yes. Okay. So in essence, let me just summarize. The point is, people have a bunch of different accounts, but they have one often goal. Use this money to fund what's most important to them and make it last. So, you know, as to bring it back to fiduciary responsibility, to do that, you have to understand what each client wants from each account, by when, and for what purpose. And the financial planners, although they may not be the investment management specialist, like a general practitioner or financial or family doctor is not an orthopedic surgeon, that's where we come in. We can say, we can manage to your plans. So, you know, give us the context for this client. We can efficiently assess what we need to do with each account and then go ahead, verify that information with each client, and deliver a service that is not fitting the client into a generic industry product, but delivering a meaningful client solution. And, you know, I think that's a really important point, that we manage to the client's plans. As fiduciaries, we get the full context of what they need and want and when, and that involves a deeper dive. And when our regulators come in and say, okay, you have discretionary authority to make investment management decisions on behalf of this client, explain to us how this is in their best interest and how it is suitable, and why you made the decisions that you did. So we're accountable at that level. And we understand that's a very heightened legal and regulatory responsibility that comes with the authority to both efficiently deliver solutions that can respond quickly to market conditions and adapt to changing situations, whether it's the economy or the client situation. And we have the knowledge and experience to do that and support the financial planners who are doing a wealth of other things, covering all the bases for the clients while we focus on our specialty.
So just to summarize then, what you're basically saying to me is that we get the red carpet treatment that multimillionaires would get, that we're getting a custom financial plan that's tailored to us, much like a fine tailor would, instead of off-the-rack services. And as long as we're prepared to ask the what's and the whys and the whens, or explain them to you, we can get a financial plan that will make our money work for us and do it efficiently, and it will last. Is that a correct way of saying what you just told me?
Well, yes. The financial planning is done by our consultant partners like Kevin Giffen, who we had on last week, who sit down at the kitchens and the living rooms and the dining rooms or at their office with the client and determine what do we need from each account, when, and for what purpose, for how long. Once we have that information, we can implement the investment plans to support the mandate for each account individually versus, you know, managing to a generic industry benchmark.
So if someone listening now wants a second opinion or wants to understand how they can get the red carpet treatment and get the penultimate of financial planning, so to speak, how do we reach you?
Well, I'd be happy to talk with anybody. So they can reach me at my contact information. It's 647-499-6561, extension 101. If you get my voicemail, please leave a message, and I will call you back as soon as possible. Email is zoomer@myglidepath.com, so we can track who's coming in from this wonderful show. And our website is myglidepath.com.
So I'm going to repeat this. Anyone listening who wants to make their money work for them and be treated like the customers that have millions and multi-millions, and if you're one of those, I'm sure Ron won't turn you away, then this is a door open for good information so that your money can work and it will last. One phone number gets you directly to Ron, 647-499-6561. That's 647-499-6561, extension 101. Zoomer@myglidepath.com for emails, and the website, myglidepath.com, if you want more information. It's about learning what's available and getting the best of the best once you make the decision and hear what's offered. Ron Fox, GlidePath Portfolio Services, and his team. Ask questions, get answers, and then get the best. 647-499-6561, extension 101. Thank you, Ron, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. It's my absolute pleasure.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we spoke about cholesterol and the difference between something called LDL or bad cholesterol and the HDL, which is our good cholesterol. And really improving the levels of the HDL or the good cholesterol really is what we want to focus on from a naturopathic perspective because it lowers our cardiac risk. So there's good ways to raise that HDL the natural way. So the first thing is quitting smoking and reducing or eliminating alcohol, because some studies actually show that moderate alcohol consumption, for example, one drink a day for women or two for men, can increase our good cholesterol. But, you know, recently there's been a lot of research about alcohol, and drinking does carry many other risks. So really, if you're not able to consume alcohol at a moderate level, it's often best to eliminate it, especially if there is a cholesterol issue. Exercise is one of the best ways that I've seen in my patients to help lower cholesterol. And the research shows that high-intensity cardio and resistance training often have the best results for maintaining our good cholesterol. So now, not everybody can do these intense workouts. So certainly even moderate exercise, for example, going for a walk, it certainly has been shown to be beneficial for people. Losing weight and even losing just a few pounds can actually lead to an increase in our good cholesterol levels. And of course, weight loss is a complex issue. So certainly naturopathically, I help many of my patients with weight loss and many other things that we try to benefit from the weight loss, including cholesterol. So from a dietary perspective, we're always trying to look for healthy fats, especially when we're thinking about cardiac health. And fat by itself is not a bad thing, but we really want to focus on high omega-3 fatty acids. And we find these in things like salmon and sardines and chia seeds and flax seeds and something called monounsaturated fats. And we find these in things like avocados and nuts and olive oil. And these also increase our good cholesterol. So fiber intake is another thing we focus on, and that binds to the bad cholesterol in the intestine and helps to flush it out. So good sources include things like oats and psyllium seed, apples and beans. And certainly naturopathically, many times we'll also include some supplements. And there's many supplements that have been proven to improve cholesterol levels, including some of the B vitamins like niacin, for example. But even ginger can lower our LDL or bad cholesterol and help boost our good cholesterol. The last thing I want to just mention is many medications, for example, sometimes patients are on pharmaceutical prescriptions, and they can actually sometimes raise our LDL or bad cholesterol, things like beta blockers or birth control pills, some steroids, and even anticonvulsants. So when patients come in, we often review the medications that people are taking and then link that into their overall health plan to make sure that that's not a contributing factor. But in the meantime, if people have some questions, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you have health issues, you can deal with them naturally with the help of Dr. Betty Rosendahl, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. You can call her for a complimentary consultation, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
The WHO, World Health Organization, in its constitution states having access to the highest attainable standard of health is a fundamental right of every human being. We here in Canada have access to what we need to see, to hear, and to feel our best. However, we sometimes don't explore the possibilities, and then we suffer the consequences. To help us understand what we have available to hear our best, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us right now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. What a great topic. We get to explore different things. Now, over this last week, I've been inviting a select group of people to test a new set of hearing aids so that we can objectively and subjectively compare if and how things can improve with new technology. Our first batch of testers have just finished their first week with the new devices, and we get to send out a few more testers to do the same thing. I find that this is a great opportunity for my staff and I to work with people and learn from our shared experiences. This makes us better clinicians and makes our client experiences better as well. So far, our experience has been a positive one, and people have been quite impressed with their noted improvement in how they hear in background noise, which is the most common complaint of people who are hard of hearing. Once the trial is done, I'll be composing a list of findings from all the testers, as well to create a personal review of the devices myself. This brings me to a happy story for today. A few months ago, I met a new client by the name of Lucy. Lucy was referred to us by a friend who knows someone who's worked with us in the past. Lucy had a set of hearing aids that were gifted to her by her family member. These hearing aids were still in good shape, but were set up for the original user. Lucy had been to two other hearing clinics asking if they would fit these hearing aids on her, but they had refused and instead offered to sell her new ones. Lucy wasn't quite interested, and she wasn't ready to spend that kind of money at this point, this being her first set of hearing aids. So Lucy asked the same of me. And I said it could be possible if the hearing aids were still viable. So after an inspection of the hearing aids and a hearing test, we started working on setting up these hearing aids for Lucy. So while these hearing aids were an older model, we still had the necessary parts to get them to work Lucy was thrilled to be able to use these hearing aids, and because she was able to hear well as well. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, and Lucy proved that. People need to take action to explore the possibilities so that they can get value for their money and live their best lives. If you have a set of hearing aids that aren't working well, or you're considering trying hearing aids but are perhaps feeling overwhelmed, we should chat and discuss what we can do for you as well.
Well, Edmund, your door is open to everyone. You stay on top of the game with the latest devices that you're testing, and you're also willing to help people so they get what they need at the cost they can afford. So if someone wants to talk to you, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us, Marilyn, is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. You can hear your best, but you can't if you don't look at the opportunities, examine them, and then take action. So give Edmund a call, have the conversation, and then move forward at your own speed. 416-754-4327, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Edmund Ivazian. Thanks, Edmund, and I look forward to another happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Human rights allows people to love who they choose. What one's romantic life looks like is an essential human right. Our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions helped those ready to meet someone new find the right person, and she's here with us now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had a bit of an interesting conversation last night. We're busy right now. This time of year tends to be busy, and I worked quite late into the evening. And I had a really interesting gentleman that I interviewed. He very educated. He'd been also entrepreneurial. He'd had a really interesting life, lived all over the world, lived in Europe, lived in Israel, lived in a bunch of different places. So really an interesting conversation. I think the interview went on for almost 2 hours because we just got off on topics because he had so much interesting things to say. And one of the things, though, that was very concerning for him is his relationship life had been quite complicated. So he'd been divorced, and then he was most recently widowed. And he'd had a couple of relationships, and so he wanted to talk to me about that. And he said, you know, I'm really worried about, you know, how this is going to be presented, and I have these stepchildren as well that I'm very involved with. And so it's very, very complicated. And I said to him, as I say to a lot of people, is for me, the only status I'm interested in is your last status. So to me, you're a widow, and you have all this other relationship history that happened earlier. You're in your 60s, so those kind of things happen. You have children, you have stepchildren. Yes, you have a complicated life. But I think the thing to remember is that your goal as somebody who's using a matchmaking service is to go out and find somebody that you feel intellectually attracted to, physically attracted to, someone that you can have fun with. And once you have all that in line, after you start to think to yourself, this is somebody I might be serious about, then you can start to worry about, I need to sit this person down and tell them about my quite complicated previous relationship life. And no one owes someone they're going on one date with an explanation about, you know, previous marital status, current marital status, all of that kind of information. That's our job. We give out what your most recent relationship, what the status of that is. And then it's up to you to get together and see if you're going to be interested in each other. And then that's your personal information to give out if and when you're ready. And somebody who's attracted to you and interested in you is going to be ready and willing to listen. Anyway, he's going to get started matching, getting matched up this week. And I think he's had some good advice from me, and he's excited to get started.
Well, you do coach people. As Cupid, you don't just point your arrow and shoot. You actually make sure that they're putting two people that have a chance to be the right people for each other together. And that's a human right to build a relationship that we feel is comfortable. If someone wants to talk to you and get started finding that right person because they're ready, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call. We have a 1-800 number on the website at mistyriverintros.com. You can also book an appointment with us on there. You can also call the Toronto number at 416-777-6302. I did want to mention as well that we have an amazing holiday sale coming up on December 11th that runs through the 22nd. Now, it's a once-a-year thing. It's a huge saving. It's 50% off. And it will only run for that short period of time. After that, our new 2024 rates come out and there won't be any discount. But it is a great deal. So if you've been thinking about doing this for a long time and maybe you're on a retirement income and you're concerned about money, feel free to give us a call. We'd be happy to have you come on board. It is an excellent deal.
Well, and some of us just love to have a sale price. So a holiday special, 50% off any package at Misty River Introductions from Monday, December 11th to Friday, December 22nd. That's wonderful, Linda. How generous of you. People can enjoy the holiday and meet new people. I look forward to hearing another happy story next week, maybe based on this sale.
That'd be great.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn. Fun to be here. And today I wanted to answer the question, why are older adults at greater risk for respiratory and other infectious diseases? And the answer to that question is partly because our immune system has aged as we age. The term for that medically is immunosenescence, which means our immune system is aging. And you know, when our eyes age and our vision is not as clear, we get glasses. If we have trouble hearing, we get hearing aids. Well, for our immune system, what do we need to do? Well, one of the things we do is we increase the amount of stimulation in a vaccine. So, for example, for the flu shots, there's enhanced vaccines. That means that they're enhanced either by being stronger, and that's the high-dose Fluzone shot, or by adding an adjuvant or an irritant, and that's the vaccine called Fluad. And both of those vaccines are recommended for people over the age of 65. Well, what we know is when we have other medical conditions like heart conditions, respiratory conditions, diabetes, that increases our risk of diseases, and our age increases our risk of diseases. So those two things together put us at much greater risk. And that's why I encourage everyone, especially those over the age of 60, to get the proper vaccines to stimulate your immune system so your immune system wakes up and can recognize these diseases. And for the average adult over the age of 60, you want to be sure that your COVID shots are up to date, that you've had the newest pneumonia shot, which will protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia. Of course, you want to get your flu shot every fall, and one of the newer vaccines to get is respiratory syncytial virus or an RSV vaccine. All of the diseases these vaccines prevent often come together. So when someone is hospitalized with influenza, they may also have RSV or a localized pneumonia going on at the same time. So really important to get your fall package of vaccines, get your immune system working so that when your body sees these invaders, it knows what to do and your immune system is on guard.
So fight for our health. Wake up our immune system. You heard it from Dr. Vivian Brown, author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. If you want to learn how to take charge of your health with useful advice and clear language, remember the name of the book and ask for it at your local bookstore. That's The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's also available on Amazon. You can log on and order it from drvivianbrown.com. And you're welcome to order signed copies from me directly if you wish to give them as a gift. Just call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. You're never going to go wrong when you get good advice and it's there for you on your night table so that you can refer to it and take that advice. Dr. Vivian Brown, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thanks, Dr. Brown. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Our human rights give us each the right to choose our residence, to determine where to live, and to the freedom of movement. It's a big decision, and it's best to get advice from a caring, experienced professional when we can. Here, on From a Woman's Perspective, we get smart solutions from realtor Sharon Parenteau. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. And thank you so much for raising awareness about such an important topic as human rights. It may seem like the problems of this world are too big for one person to solve, but then I'm reminded of your message that it's up to each of us to do what we can to make the world a better place. Last week I spoke about small acts of kindness, like donating our surplus clothing to charities so that they can help people in need. We can also practice mindful consumption and sticking to the needs most of the time and the wants only occasionally. We can also focus on collecting experiences of this life, not the stuff of life. By shifting our mindset, we can not only make the world a better place, but we can also leave the world a better place. Have you ever considered what all your stuff is going to mean to your legacy? Someone is going to have to deal with it, and it probably should be you. In our booklet, The Decluttering Battle Plan, we outline the obstacles that people face in getting rid of surplus stuff. Sometimes the blockages are practical in nature, but I have to say that more often it's mindset blockages that keep people held hostage by their stuff. To help overcome the overwhelm, we've created a Decluttering with Confidence checklist that I'd love to share with your listeners, free of charge, of course. We use this checklist when faced with a dilemma whether to keep individual items. We apply the following criteria, such as number one, frequency. I've heard people use the excuse, I might need it someday, to which I ask, when was the last time this item saw the light of day? If it's hidden in a box somewhere, the most reasonable conclusion is that you don't use it and you don't need to keep it. Number two, emotional value. We all have things that we keep because of the emotional connection. But does this item actually spark joy? Are these keepsakes or souvenirs of happy memories? Or do you feel like you're really only keeping this thing to lessen the sense of your loss? Or worse, are you keeping it from guilt, thinking that it would be somehow disrespectful to their memory for you to let it go? Number three, replaceability. This answers the objection that I hear, but I paid good money for that. Here's the question to ask. Would you buy it again? Most likely not. But if you had to replace it, could you? Are you actually spending more money to warehouse the stuff than the individual items are really worth? Number four, legacy. Here's another frequent category of blockage. People say they are keeping things to give to friends or family. I'd challenge that assumption with three simple questions. Do they know? Do they want it? And what's the plan to retrieve it? Far better to know now who does or doesn't want your stuff than to surprise them from the beyond. Number five, alignment with your future self. Finally, when you picture your ideal life, does it include bric-a-brac accumulated over the years? Can you start to let go now and intentionally create a better lifestyle, benefit others, and ultimately leave the world a better place? We'd like to help get you started. SmartRealtySolution.com is where you need to go to request your copy of the Decluttering Battle Plan, and we'll send you along the checklist as our bonus.
SmartRealtySolution.com. If we want to reach you and speak to you directly, Sharon, how do we reach you?
My direct number is 416-460-5636, and I welcome your call anytime.
You can't go wrong. A checklist for decluttering for free, experienced knowledge shared with you with no cost. All it will take is a little time. 416-460-5636. Sharon Parenteau, Smart Realty Solutions. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you for the offer and look forward to hearing more from you next week.
Thank you too, Marilyn.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. According to international human rights laws, everyone has the right to freedom of expression. The way people dress can be an important expression of their religious, cultural, or personal identity or beliefs. As the wardrobe doctor, I always have helped women dress to look their best by helping them select clothes in styles and fabrics and colors that highlight their positives and camouflage what is necessary. That way, they created balance and proportion, and most importantly, were framed so that what they wear and how they wear it opened the door to human connection. Dressing well is how we express ourselves, and we each have the human right to make our individual statement. So as we discussed last Saturday, don't be a slave to fashion. Rather, exercise your human right to express your message to all you encounter. Incorporate your best shapes, styles, your favorite colors, and your unique accessories, and pull together your best look. When you do it right, you'll be as comfortable as if you were wearing a second skin. You'll convey your message and express yourself with no need for excuses or apologies. Dress to express and be welcomed for who you are. The unique individual who speaks effectively with their wardrobe and also using their voice is the person you want to be. As Marilyn West and Wardrobe Doctor, I welcome anyone listening to call me with their stories or any questions about wardrobe or image. I'm happy to answer them. My number, 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. After a brief message, I'll return as Marilyn West and your host, and we'll get useful tips from Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Lori Bell, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past. A dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And this week I have a happy story about our current client named Alice. Alice hired us to do a master bathroom renovation. And, you know, when I went inside the bathroom, it looked pristine. It looked very nice. It was just outdated. The tiles looked beautiful, the toilet, the vanity. She kept it really beautiful, but it's time for an update. So she had a wish list, and on that wish list, she wanted heated flooring, a freestanding, sleek-looking soaker tub, a barrier-free shower with no steps, and a double vanity sink, because right now she only has a single one. And as we started the job, sometimes there's unforeseen circumstances. So when we actually did the demolition and we looked at the floor, it was all rotted, and we can't put fresh tile on a rotted floor. So we had to change out the entire subfloor, glue it down, and screw down a new wood floor. And now, you know, in the future, it's not going to squeak. There's no worries, nothing to worry about at all. So on our wish list, we were able to accomplish a heated flooring system, a new freestanding sleek shower tub, beautiful, nice-looking sleek white soaker tub, a barrier-free shower, no step, because Alice wants to age in place. She doesn't want to leave her house ever again. This is where she wants to be. And so when you build a shower without a step, you're looking good for the future. And lastly, we're able to put in that double vanity sink. Alice wanted to make sure that we let the audience know today that at the end of our job, we made sure that we were on time. We said it was going to be 3 weeks, and it finished in 3 weeks. We also showed up on schedule every day at the same time. We're a small company. We don't take on too much work. We make sure the job is done. So the message is, if you're looking to renovate your shower, we're open to making it happen for you. You can call us anytime for a free total bathroom check. You can call me directly at 647-206-6409.
Daniel, a shout out to Alice, her forever home, her wish list accomplished and on time. That's your record. Greater Toronto Accessibility, Daniel Wiskin. Daniel, bring a happy story next week, will you?
Absolutely, Marilyn. Yeah, so anybody that's looking for the total bathroom check, it's actually usually valued at $49.99. It comes with the full design of your bathroom, and we can make sure we get the right one for you, and you get pricing as well. That's usually $49.99. I want to give that away for free for the first three callers this week. So if you call me at 647-206-6409, that gets you your free total bathroom check if you're the first three callers.
Sounds like a bargain to me, Daniel. Anyone working with you will get the best job and the best prices and a total bathroom check for free. Wow. 647-206-6409. Call Daniel, have your conversation, and get your wish list fulfilled. Thanks, Daniel. Talk next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Easing joint pain. Strong muscle support and protect your joints. Easing pain and stiffness and reducing your risk of developing osteoarthritis. In this form of arthritis, which can show up in your 40s or 50s, the cartilage that cushions your joints gradually wears away and abnormal bony growths develop in the joints. But when strong muscles contract, they take pressure off the joints, reducing this kind of wear and tear. For instance, a study published in the Journal of Arthritis and Rheumatology suggested that greater quadriceps strength reduces cartilage loss in the knee. Without strong quadriceps, the joint bears the brunt of the impact from walking, running, or other weight-bearing activities. Strength training may also enhance range of motion in many joints, so you'll be able to bend and reach with greater ease. If you have or developed osteoarthritis, strength training can ease and improve quality of life. So call me for a complimentary consultation on how to get started on your strength training program at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
So fight osteoarthritis without drugs. Make a call to Christine, get the information you need, and empower yourself to take charge of your health. 416-809-4084. 416-806-4084. That's Christine, the health coach, 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine, and have a wonderful week, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, experience, and a great team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish, and they'll leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn, and happy Hanukkah to you and to all our listeners who celebrate. I read a quote from Anita Diamond, and I wanted to share it this morning. This is a season when people of all faiths and cultures are pushing back against the planetary darkness. We string bulbs, ignite bonfires, and light candles, and we sing. Well, I don't sing too much, and for that we could all be grateful. But light and music and celebration are things that we can all celebrate and enjoy in our lives. My tip this week is to take a breath, create some light any way you can, and hopefully with the light will come renewed hope and faith in humanity as we prepare to soon close out another year. At Moving Seniors with a Smile, we're already taking bookings for your senior move management needs in 2024. Will you or your loved ones be on our booking list too?
Well, Lori, you always have the right information when people need it. All they need to do is call you for a conversation and a path that will work for them. What's your number, Lori?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
It never hurts to get solid information and plan your future. It'll take away worry and anxiety. And when you deal with Lori Bell and her team, they'll leave you smiling. 416-697-8106. Thanks, Lori, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Marilyn. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
We are a human family. We can stand up for our own rights and the rights of others, and together build a more just, safe, and peaceful world. It starts with acknowledging the right of each human being to have their human rights. When we work together, we'll succeed in securing human rights for all people. We need to recognize the truth in what John F. Kennedy said. The rights of every man are diminished when the rights of one man is threatened. A few decades ago, in the late 1950s, a man stopped his car in front of his business. He planned to unload some merchandise as he did every Wednesday evening. This Wednesday, a young policeman about 6'2" on a motorcycle stopped and proceeded to write him a ticket. The merchant explained what he was doing and that he was stopping, not parking, right in front of his business, and he'd be gone in a couple of minutes. The young officer towered over the distressed man, and he said, "I know you. You're Oscar. You're that dirty Jew. You'll get this ticket, you'll be quiet about it, and pay it like a good boy." The merchant, my dad Oscar, lost his entire family in the Holocaust. They were murdered because they were Jews. He wasn't about to take that abuse. My dad looked up at this officer, pulled back his fist, and punched the cop, saying, "No one calls me a dirty Jew." The officer fell backward over his bike, shocked. He arrested my dad, and a court date was set. My dad's lawyer reprimanded my dad and said, "You never punch a police officer," and he didn't hold out much hope for my father in these charges. The court sat, and the result? The charges were dropped. The young officer was reprimanded for his behavior. Canadian law upheld my dad Oscar's human right. No one had a right to call him a dirty Jew, not here in his new homeland. I wasn't sure if I should share this story, but it so reaffirms why I'm happy and proud to be a Canadian. Why today, when anti-Semitism is again prevalent, I can be hopeful that people will learn from history and stamp out blind hatred once and for all. Nelson Mandela said, "To deny people their human right is to challenge their very humanity." We, each one of us, need to stand up and work together to make everyone here and throughout the world have all their human rights, to make certain that peace and love stamp out the hate and ignorance that exist now. It's time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Our hour's just almost over. So thank you to the healthcare workers, the caregivers, and service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Anyone listening who has any questions is welcome to reach out to any or all of the From a Woman's Perspective team. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. It's under the sponsor expert list under On Radio. Or you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Please plan to join me and your team here again next Saturday morning at 8. When we'll speak again from a woman's perspective. Have a great day, a wonderful week, and remember, we all have the right, human rights, and we must stand up and protect them so that they can be shared to each and every one of us. Until we speak again, bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.